This is JIS News. Coming up, farmers encouraged to capitalize on economic possibilities of increased yam production, JIPO developing master's program in intellectual property, and Choose Life International invited to partner with Education Ministry to assist students with special needs. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Now the news. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark is encouraging Chulani farmers to capitalize on the economic possibilities of increased yam production. He says a large market exists in the diaspora for the product. Nearly all the 18 varieties of yam found in Jamaica are grown in the parish of Chulani. Mr. Clark was speaking at the handing over of 39 houses to sugar workers at Spicy Hill in the parish on February 6. Under the Sugar Barracks Resettlement Project, 398 houses will be built by the government for 876 residents in sugar-producing areas across the island. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has disbursed more than $10 million in grants to exporters to help them improve operations and meet the requirements of the United States Food Safety Modernization Act, FSMA. Following a recent tour of two exporting facilities in Western Jamaica, Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark said he was pleased with the improvements by local exporters. He says the program to assist exporters is achieving its objectives, with 11 operations already benefiting from the assistance. This will be extended to 20 during the course of the year. One of the aims of the Food Safety Modernization Project is to increase exports and bring more foreign exchange into the country. The Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, is developing a master's degree program in intellectual property, which will be offered at the University of the West Indies. The degree is being developed in collaboration with the World Intellectual Property Organization Worldwide Academy. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrams, says the program is important given the government's focus on protecting the country's creative industries. Mrs. Folks-Abrams was addressing Monday's opening of the Regional Conference on Intellectual Property and the Creative Industries at the UWI's regional headquarters in St. Andrew. The three-day IP conference is organized by JIPO in collaboration with the World Intellectual Property Organization and brings together key stakeholders from various sectors to discuss and work on proper regimes and structures for the creative industries. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has invited counseling and wellness assessment organization Choose Life International to partner with the ministry to assist students with special education needs. Reverend Thwaites says behavioral and emotional services must become a vital part of the education system going forward, as more than 20% of children in schools may be categorized as special needs cases.
We welcome Choose for Life in the schools and invite you to participate with the Ministry of Education in our new effort to help to assess and evaluate the emotional and psychological state of our students who appear to be challenged in one way or another. More often, it is personal, emotional, deep-seated psychological challenges.
The minister was addressing a recent special breakfast meeting organized by CLI under the theme Proactivity to Avert Tragedy. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.